I'm Talking, episode 412 for March 8th, 2026. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking copy. Copy is a very common word that we use on the regular, and we use it for a lot of different reasons. Back in the day, we used to talk about, copy machines making copies of pieces of paper. We might talk about mimicking somebody. The kids might say, "Stop copying me," when they're little. We might talk about following in the footpath of someone else. Lots of ways that we use the word copy. And sometimes it's good in the positive yes sense, we would like to copy that. And sometimes it's bad in that we probably should say no and not copy a given thing, behavior, whatever. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. Today's word comes from Romans 12, verses 1 to 3, that says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind that he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Because of the privilege and authority God has given me, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given to us." This is a very dense set of verses, and I think I will spend at least one more week in this set of verses for my podcast next week. But the verse says to offer our bodies, because of what God has done for us, a living and holy sacrifice that will be acceptable to him. But then it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. It says, don't be like the world. You need to be set apart. And why is that? Well, because God has something good and pleasing and perfect for us, and that is his will. And how do we know what his will is? Because we let him transform us into a new person by changing the way we think. Isn't that awesome that we serve a God who wants to change us into people that are pleasing to him? He has the patience to work with what he has created, and we have the spirit within us to be able to offer him things that would be pleasing to him. But we need to be different than the world. Don't copy the behavior and customs of the world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.